This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Man, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. Thanks so much for being with us. Happy Mother's Day. Right off the bat, we'll say it a bunch of times throughout the show. To those two ladies that brought us in.
Yes.
To the world and to the show every single day. We'll give lots of other Mother's Day shout-outs throughout the day as well. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good, Andy Bucker. Glad. Yes, happy Mother's Day and all that other stuff. It's like my boy Rusty Manziel says, she knows when the flowers were bought Sunday morning. So get out there, get your woman, get your mama, get your, you know, me, mama, just thank you. All right, you know, just send mama some bread, and you're good to go, man. But just take care of your ladies, man. Take care of your ladies, fellas. And but yeah, it is a happy hour Friday. Finally, we made it. Even though it flew by.
Yeah, well, it did. It felt like it was flying by. And then, I don't, obviously, for me, certainly, yesterday was weird. I was planning on coming.
Yeah.
I was doing my normal stuff, and then all of a sudden, you never want to get the phone number from daycare popping up on the cell phone.
Yes.
It's like, uh-oh. What's this about? Answer it. Hey, Jack's eye looks weird. You need to come get him. Right. I was like, oh, all right. That's not great. So luckily, thank you guys to you guys for it's so easy to just be able to do that stuff. And Conti and everybody here is like so cool with it, which I really appreciate because it hasn't always been like that.
No.
You know, it's nice to have a culture and a boss that makes it easy like that. So go over and get, he's fine. And thanks everybody for yesterday. This job is so funny because everybody knows, right? Like if you're not here, everybody knows immediately. So, and I don't know, you guys must've mentioned something a little bit.
Some personal stuff. That was it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, personal stuff.
My mom's like, who's sick? My brother's like, who's sick?
Yeah.
you get texts from all the different, it's like, everybody's fine.
Everybody's good.
Jack's got a swollen eye. They said it's just a sty. I don't know. It looked weird. Looked like he got punched.
Yeah. I mean, the picture you just showed me looked like Jack was rumbling at the daycare.
It does. looks like he got the brunt of a left hook. But I guess he's fine. I don't know. We took him to the nurse yesterday and then he woke up with it worse today. Took him to urgent care and everything's okay. Anyway, so everything's all good. And it is a happy hour Friday and it's going to be a fun weekend. A lot coming up. We'll talk about some of the NBA stuff for sure. Braves with a series win over the Reds as well, which you'd love to see. Couple dramatic wins over the Reds as well, but we'll take it. Three out of four.
What's the record, Andy?
Almost there. Okay. We're almost there.
Because
one game under.
Yesterday we discussed that people are saying the Braves are scared. They're scared to be 500.
Oh,
the pressure.
I see. No, I don't think that's it. I think it's just a slow climb out of 0-7.
Yeah, man. But hey, it was another great win. It was a fun ass game too.
It was a really entertaining game.
It's always fun when Michael Harris is going. Mm-hmm. It is, boy. And I'm talking about two triples yesterday and that last one. I loved it. Do your damn dance, Mike. You know, that was so freaking it was so great watching that young man just
dance
go out there.
Is outrageous.
The dance is outrageous, man. But it was much needed and everything is just sitting there like, come on, man. Come on. One favorite gift is Boosie. Come on, dog. You know, come on, dog. But, I mean, obviously, you know, able to get it late, Drake ball when the young man continues to show why.
He's a nice player.
They kept him up and everything like that. And then we talked yesterday about it's good to have him, you know, spelling Sean Murphy, so Sean don't have to have all that wear and tear, because we know the injury risk could be there for him. But yeah, just overall, you needed this one to just, you know, stacking series. And now they're going up to a place where they're in all kind of disarray. Fired their manager yesterday. You know, we don't get to see Paul Skeens, which makes Abe very upset, because he wants to see the guy. I don't feel like seeing him. But at the
fine with me to not see him against the Braves.
Yeah, I said, let him go the next day, man.
Yeah.
Hopefully you come back to Atlanta or wherever you go. Where are they going after the Pittsburgh?
They'll come back.
Okay.
Yeah, they come back to take on the Nationals.
And we're above 500 before the Nationals get here. That's the ultimate goal, because Pittsburgh stinks.
They do.
They got bad ownership.
Yep.
They got two star players, and that's it.
Yeah, no, they got all kinds of bad stuff. You mentioned it. They fired their manager yesterday, right?
Yes.
They've lost 7 games in a row. They have an usher who's beating fans up with a belt, right?
Dude, he whipped his ass like he was a child.
Yeah, he did. So this is all Pirates. Everything that's happened this year that's weird has been Pirates related. The usher that beat the hell out of the fan with the belt. The fan that fell out of the stands and broke his spine. That happened there. They found, you know, sometimes when they'll remodel a stadium or maybe like put up a new part of a stadium or something like that, like they'll sell commemorative bricks to fans and you get your name written on them, whatever. Mm-hmm. They found a bunch of the commemorative bricks, the Bucko bricks that they sold a couple years ago at a recycling yard outside of Pittsburgh.
Damn.
So fans spent all this money to get their name on these bricks, and they just threw them away.
Damn.
They replaced the Roberto Clemente logo on the outfield wall with a liquor ad.
What?
Yeah. So they finally put it back up. They put it back up. But yeah, like to start the year, they took down the Roberto Clemente, like
of all people in that organization.
Yeah.
That guy?
Of all people.
Goodness.
They replaced it with, I don't know what it was, Colt 45 ad or something like that. The fans chant sell the team every chance they get. So that's the goal for the weekend is to get the Pirates fans chanting sell the team to their owner. And that's just so far. We're 40 games in, and all that stuff's happened to them this year.
Yeah, man. Going back to the game last night, because I just found it really funny, because, you know, Bo always hooks us up when there's a giveaway or something. Obviously, when y'all were at the house, I brought him up to see Samson's shrine with all the bobbleheads that Bo has gotten from over the years. And then I thought about it. He brought another bobblehead today for Samson, and it's Raffy's.
Yeah.
And I had to think about it for a second. I was like, hold on. It was bobblehead night last night,
and then Wednesday
we were talking about, you know, not giving up a home run.
Yeah, that streak's over.
And then, on his night, on his bobblehead night, did anybody throw one of them on the field?
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody did.
Yeah, like somebody
as frustrated as everybody is with him right now.
He gives up the home run in the ninth inning.
In a 2-2 game.
In a 2-2 game.
Hangs another slider, which is maybe stop throwing it. I don't know. Like, that's the pitch that they just absolutely own right now from Iglesias. I don't know. You know how sometimes the bobbleheads, remember the Ron Washington wasn't a bobblehead, it was the spinning arm?
Yeah.
Maybe the Iglesias one is just his head turns quickly and watches the ball sail over the fence, because in 16 innings this year, he's given up 6 home runs.
Yes.
Last year, I don't know how many innings he threw last year, a lot. He gave up 4 home runs. Mm-hmm. So,
and what month is it, Andy?
It's early, Randy. It's not even 40 games into the season, and the man's given up 6 home runs already. I realized upon looking at the box score here that Blewett actually got the decision last night, because he was in there when they scored and won the game. I thought Iglesias was going to get another decision. That would have been his 5th decision of the year. You don't want your closer to have 5 decisions.
No.
You don't want to have it come down to that.
Right.
But he's struggling. There's no question about it. Like, he just isn't the same dude that he was last year.
A home run tracker on the closer.
Yeah.
Any time of the year.
Not good.
Yeah, you should not have a home run tracker for the damn closer. But they were able to get it. Bummer came in, held it down.
Hey, Bummer was good.
And
no, sorry, Blewett was good. Bummer didn't pitch last night.
I get both of them confused.
It's two terrible names for relievers.
They're just awful names for relievers.
Yeah, no, Scott Blewett was really good yesterday.
But, I mean, that's, you know, when
what number is this guy?
What number is he? Oh, he didn't got his
28, number. I think? 26?
Whenever he comes out, it's just going to be, you know, it really is hit or miss with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, right now. It really, really is.
I read they had some, like, you know, some, like, more kind of deeper dive into some of his numbers and stuff.
Advanced stats.
Of the advanced stuff. Like, and I guess some of it is just sort of, like, he got really lucky last year with some of the fly ball stuff, and this year he's just not having the same luck. He's always been a fly ball pitcher, which to me is a little bit scary for a reliever. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like the goal is for them to get the ball in the air versus guys that sort of keep it down in the zone, and the goal is to get the ball on the ground.
That threw me off when somebody told me that. Yeah. He's a fly ball pitcher.
Well, yeah, and they're flying just a little further than they used to. Yeah. And then I mentioned it just a minute ago, but the real number that jumped out to me was, I mean, his slider has always been his out pitch. He doesn't have an electric fastball. Right. It's a solid fastball. He doesn't have an electric fastball. His slider last year, I don't know how many times he threw it, a lot of times, and had a really good out rate with it. He gave up one home run all of last season on his slider. This year, four of the six home runs that he's given up have been on that pitch. And obviously yesterday, the one 0-2, he just hangs it right in the middle of the plate and it gets parked.
How about this?
Maybe just throw fastballs. I don't know. Like, if that pitch isn't working, and I understand that's the one that you use as your out pitch.
They know that, too.
But now it's out of the ballpark pitch right now. So, like, I'm not going to sit here and tell the guy how to pitch. I mean, he's been a closer in baseball a long time. He's been 30-plus saves multiple years in a row. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of closers in baseball in the first month and a half of the season, like really great closers that are off to a bad start. I don't know what that is.
Don't pitch for us, Andy.
No, I know. I just said there's a lot of guys that are better than him that are off to bad starts, too. So I don't know. I mean, none of that really makes me feel better. Yeah. It's just all part of the story. It's just all kind of true part of the story. I mean, the bottom line is he's going to be the closer. Like, he just has to be better, and he has to find a way to stop giving up home runs, because luckily last night they clutched up and came back and tied it in the ninth and then won it in the 11th. But that hasn't happened every single time.
Right.
And you can't rely on, you go into the ninth with a tie game. You like to get your team to the extra innings in a tie game without having them needing to score in the bottom of the ninth inning. Luckily they were able to do that last night, but yeah, I mean, luck hadn't been in his favor a lot of times this year.
Yeah, man. It's not warm yet. It's not warm yet.
Pretty warm.
Yeah, I know.
I sat on the porch and watched the game last night.
It's like, it's pretty warm out. It's kind of warm out and everything. But, yeah, I mean, it's just going to be a hold-your-breath moment until he gets more consistent. You know what I mean? Like, we were having fun with the no-home-run thing, but it was the truth.
It had been four games.
But he had some really good outings in those not giving up home runs. Mm-hmm. And so it's just always that thing with me. It's just base runners. It's just – like, damn.
Right. Even when he's getting out of
For
the most part, he's still putting guys on base.
Yeah, that's the thing I'm talking about. Just like, and I know nobody's perfect. You can't have one, two, three innings.
Not every time.
Not every damn time. I get it. But, like, can we get it, like, to maybe 70% of the time?
Yeah. Just a little bit less terrifying.
That's my only thing. But hey, they got to what we always talk about. We don't apologize for winning, Ryan.
No. We just
don't apologize for winning.
We'll ask some questions though. Like, why is Eddie Rosario pinch running? Is he fast?
I don't, Andy Bunker. Andy.
Because they pinch hit him in the ninth the night before, I don't understand.
When I saw Eddie coming in as a pinch runner, I thought to myself, Eddie got speed. Huh?
Like, I know Sean Murphy's not the fastest guy in the world.
But he's fast. But Eddie's faster than him.
Not that much faster than him.
But
Eddie was running like his feet hurt.
But yeah,
luckily, Ozzie dribbled the thing through the left side. Otherwise, Eddie would have got thrown out.
But you think about this, all right, with Eddie, is like, they know him better than we
do. Mike got that. Yeah. They know better than we do about it.
You know what I mean? And maybe he has this base running savvy that we don't know about.
Maybe.
I don't know. But when I saw him out there, I was like, what the hell's going on?
I'll be honest. Every time I see Eddie right now, I'm like, I don't know if this is the right time. I don't know when the right time is.
When is the right time?
2021.
Yeah.
NLCS 2021 was the right time for Eddie.
And that's what the thing, what we talked about yesterday, is like, you know, Brian Gardner were basically kind of knowing he might strike out, so they had to bring that back.
I know.
Oh, he'll always be loved here.
Yep. Even when he strikes out in 15 seconds from right now, we'll always have 2021.
We'll always have that.
And it is true, you know.
He was awesome.
Credit is in the bank, but I don't know, man. I don't know what Eddie's bringing to the table right now. Don't need him pinch hitting. Don't need him playing outfield. Don't need him pinch running.
Nobody out there.
I mean, I guess he scored the run.
He did.
It looked like he got hurt sliding, but whatever. We'll take it. We'll take the win. We'll take the series on to Pittsburgh. They're a disaster. Bryce Elder on the mound tonight.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
We'll be right back, tell you what's trending here. Also, what Brian Snitker is talking about in what's trending coming up next.
I mean, he doesn't try and get out of his skin to do things.
Well, you don't want to skin yourself. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.